KM4VWA, W4DJW. What'd you decide?
Went to drop off an accident report, being Greer. And I'm just leaving the Hobby Connection. I went ahead and bought that battery. And you remember that little 1.2 turbo timber, the 48-inch that I was telling you about?
Yeah, I remember it. I looked it up.
Well, they've got it over there. And you can get it one of two ways. Plug and play or bind and fly. And they've got the bind and fly. They got one left over. And they've got it at $20 cheaper than what the catalog has got it at. And I was tempted to go ahead and get it, but I didn't. I let it by. I'm just looking at that going, it's another E-Flight. It's another Spectrum. It's another
Yeah, I was going to send you. I'm glad you passed it up, because those are usually more trouble than they're worth. But I was looking at a YouTube on a Blixer lookalike, Hot Ready-Made RC. It's a place out, I think they're in Raleigh, North Carolina. For some reason, I'm thinking they're located over in Raleigh. Different company, hasn't been bought up yet by Horizon Hobbies. So they're still good, quality stuff. I've got one of their airplanes called an Anaconda. It's a pusher, twin boom, going out to the tail, inverted V. And it's got place for that it hangs a camera gimbal underneath the nose of it. I landed it one time with that on there, but the camera gimbal comes down within an inch of the ground when you're going like 60 miles an hour touching down, so it's kind of dangerous. But anyway, they make really good stuff. They've got a Blixer lookalike. And I was going to go buy it yesterday because those guys on test flight were making it look really good. It's got orange fuselage, it's not foam. It's hard plastic kind of fuselage. It's kind of like a plastic fiberglass kind of look. Anyway, with a foam wing. And it flies really good. They were flying them upside down and right side up. And it's got the motor is in the back of the wing and up above the wing. And it's a pusher. And so the prop comes down right over the fuselage in the back. But it looked like a really nice flying plane. No landing gear to worry about. You just hand launch it, and it lands. And it's got a wingspan that's a little over 50 inches, I think. So I went to order it. I was about to order it. I got on their site, and it said out of stock. So I went to Ready Made RC, out of stock. I went to Ready to Fly Quads, out of stock. Everywhere I could go. No, they get something good like that, and you can't buy it. If you're not there when it comes out, they sell out immediately.
It's called Ready Made. Ready-Made RC.
Yeah, they have a bunch of nice stuff. It's sold out there, or at least it was yesterday. It might be back today. I haven't checked today, but it's a really nice airplane. If you're looking at buying something new and you've had enough of Horizon Hobby, then that's something to look at. There's tons of other things like that out there too that are really good. That timber, that turbo timber, the big one, the one like Scott had, is a good flying plane. It's just, you know, it's going to have problems. It's not like this. These other guys build planes to last. They build planes to tear up, so you have to keep on spending money on them.
Ready-Made RC. I'm going to go look at that site when I get to the house, or when I get some time tonight. All right, so here's my schedule. It is 2:25. I think it's going to be 3 o'clock when I get to the insurance agent. They shouldn't keep me more than about 10 minutes to get this accident report filed. And that'd be 3:10. So about 20 minutes to 4 is when I hit the house. But that still doesn't have the battery for the Radeon charge. I guess I could have it charging while we're trying to get the Bloody Wonder in the air. How's that sound?
Well, it's 50 degrees out there, 7-mile-an-hour winds. 50 degrees and 7-mile-an-hour winds. Only 5% chance of rain, but 50 degrees and 7-mile-an-hour winds. That's kind of chilly.
Your computer.
Yeah, I was just looking at it. That's where I was getting that.
Can you check tomorrow and see what tomorrow afternoon is looking like, say from 3 o'clock?
Tomorrow is 61 degrees, 13% chance of rain, and at 3 o'clock it's going to be 4-mile-an-hour winds. That's a whole lot better.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'll have my airplanes in my truck all charged up and ready to go, okay? And then as soon as I leave dropping the bus off, then I can just go right straight to the field, and I'm less than 15 minutes from the field from where I dropped the bus off. So I could be there, I could actually be there probably right at 2:30. What do you think?
That sounds pretty good. If you talk to Jim, we might want to get Jim out there, and I'll take a plane that flies a mission out there with me. Do you have his number or anything?
No, I forgot. I meant to get it before we left there because I wanted to get him and Joe Duncan and I all together on the ham and help get him started. And, you know, but I did not get his number. Do you have it?
No, I've never had his number. I want to take one out there. I want to move those waypoints out down in that wooded area, too. I want to fly further out over into those. Take that oval that it was flying last time you were up there and stretch out the southwest part of it to go down into the woods and come back.
Case, I have been keeping a small set of binoculars. Now, what are you talking about flying, your quad or a fixed?
The airplane, I don't have the new flight controller going yet. So I'm working on secretary stuff for the Barge Club right now, getting that back functional. I got that functional today, so I haven't worked on that flight controller at all in the last couple of days because of getting the old software up and running again for the Barge Club. So it's been consuming me for the last 2 days.
Okay, you're going to take your quad out there and try to fly a mission, right?
No, I've got Pixhawk on the TBS Go Discover, and I've got it on the Thunder Tiger Stick. I'll probably take the Thunder Tiger Stick. That's more like, that's an airplane mission versus a, airplanes do a lot better mission than a multi-rotor.
All right, well, the airplane is a lot easier spot, too. I was going to say, I would make sure that I've got my small binoculars where I can keep a good clear focus on it. I'll just make sure I got them anyhow. And tomorrow afternoon, I think I can be out there at about 2:30, somewhere between 2:30 and quarter of 3 at the latest, okay?
All right, and if we can get a hold of Jim somehow, then I can be prepared to take one of those. Otherwise, I'll just take something quick and easy.
But, you know, I think I've got Larry's phone number. I think I've got Larry's phone number. I may call Larry and just see if it's kosher for him to give me Jim's phone number. And what is Jim's last name? I forgot.
You can look it up on QRZ, KO4LEO.
That's what I'll have to do. All right. Yeah, because Larry's not going to know Jim, KO4LEO.
It's Grisby. Jim Grisby. G-R-I-G-S-B-Y.
Grigsby, okay. All right. I'll call Larry and see if I can get his phone number and see what we can do about getting him out there tomorrow afternoon, too. Now, I'm going to kind of bait him and say, hey, look, if you want to see some of that, we're going to be there tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, you could gain a great deal of knowledge. So I'll do it that way.
And he expressed an interest in that to you at the club meeting, the Foothills Club meeting last night?
Specifically, what is he using on his programming? I told him Mission Planner, and I told him the PixArts and some of that stuff, and I mean, it was like his eyeballs were glued talking to me and his ears were perked out. So yes, no, he is specifically interested.
Okay, I just found his phone number. I'll text it to you. Don't ask me how I got it.
I don't know nothing. What? Oh, yeah. My name is Schultz. I know nothing.
I'm texting it to you now.
I'll be in here in a second. So, yeah, I'll give him a call this evening and make sure we get him a shot to get out there with us tomorrow. I'm fairly sure that Earhart will be working. Who else would we want to have come out with us?
That Jim guy from Campobello hasn't been out there in a long time. Do you have his number?
Jim from Campobello. I'm not recalling.
The one that, I forget what he flies, but, he's a really good pilot. Flies really good. He's friends with Allie as well. I can't remember. I never knew what his last name was.
Russ Ridgway?
No, his name was Jim. He was exploring foothills for the same reason we were.
And there was Russ that joined, and there was Al. I remember Al. That's three right there that came over. And I'm trying to place Jim. I probably know who you're talking about, but it's not dinging my brain right now. Shoot. I'll think of it later on and see if we can do something about that.
He's the Jim that was going to take you over to that Holly Springs airfield, the private field?
Yeah. Jim Mayer. Yeah. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah, oh, he does fly well. Now, he never did join the club, but, yeah, we could invite him down. We'll bring him in there as a guest.
Yeah, he gets like 6 flights a year, right? He's only been down there once this year in 2021, so he's got like 5 more times he could come down this year.
Down? Duh.
Yeah, he was there last time Ali was there.
What I was saying, I don't remember him being there, so he's got 6 times.
Okay, my mind doesn't work like that. W4DJW, I'm going to get back to work over here so that I can go flying tomorrow.
Hey, Dave, why don't you go ahead and get some stuff done so that we can go fly tomorrow?
And you need to do the same, instead of checking out your insides of your eyelids.
Well, now the problem is I've got my battery, and I just need to charge it, get all of my stuff ready to go, and have it in the truck for when I leave in the morning. And I can get all that managed. I still need to run the dump, and I'll get all my honeydews done and be ready to go tomorrow. So, all right, listen, let me speak to them on the way to the plan. We'll go ahead and get on 6:30 to a 2:45 tomorrow at the field. And I believe I've got that number, and I'll check in with Jim. And I'll check in with
Okay, about 75% of that was static, so I'll take it that you are in the shadow of Paris Mountain on your way back from Easley to Emmen, and couldn't understand a word of the last half of that. So anyway, be careful out there. Talk to you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
I'll get a hold of the other Jim, and I'll even call Allie and Gerhardt. We'll just make it a party. It's supposed to be nice, and I'll go get my goodies and my honeydews and my chores done. See you tomorrow, 2:30 to 2:45. Stay in 4, WA, clear.